Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, oh, it's Blue Monday. Got to work, like a slave on deep. Here come Tuesday.
President said if you like your plan, you can keep it. For 95% of people who have health insurance, that is the case. For a small number in the private market, they will do better. They will do better because of the patient's bill of rights that's built in into our legislation. No pre-existing conditions, no lifetime limits, no copay.
Would you buy a used nation from this woman, from the Bugs Bunny of American political talk? Would you buy a used nation from Nancy Pelosi? How about a used health plan? From Nancy Pelosi. Now, the fact of the matter is, and I'm not going to talk about Obamacare because you've got wonderful people doing it all day long, day in and day out, but at least 129 million people will not be able to keep their health care plan if the Obamacare plan is fully implemented, according to a health care economist named Christopher Conover. So who do you trust, the health care economist or Nancy Pelosi? Now, I want to segue from Obamacare, which is an unmitigated disaster, to the fact that I found out today in my research that Obama's moving ahead full speed ahead on amnesty for the illegal aliens. I told you that the whole conservative movement is being hoodwinked. They're looking at here, and he's moving there. They're moving ahead with it. The business interests want it. The same people who try to give us McCain, the same interests that try to give us Romney, the same people who foisted Obama on us are foisting amnesty on us. And I want to move on from the amnesty story into something somewhat related, and that is the health issue. But not health care, not Obamacare. That is the truth about flu vaccines. That's right. You heard me last year. Flu vaccines are going to be a major topic. My headline is, don't trust feds on flu shot. And all I've got to do is ask you three questions, all of you skeptics of me, Savage, the skeptic of skeptics. You ready for it? Did Harry Reid take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Did Nancy Pelosi take a flu shot? Which of the Mandarins will take or took the flu shot? I'm talking specifically about vaccines related to the flu. I am not advocating the avoidance of all medicals or pharmaceuticals. As you know, I'm known for many of my books on herbal medicines, nutrition, etc. And I have acknowledged to you many times that I have been saved by an awful lot of life-saving regular medicines. But the flu vaccine, no, I wouldn't take it. Not everything your government tells you is true. So it's good to have a cynic in radio who questions authority. And I have nailed this diagnosis over and over again. Why do I tell you that I wouldn't take the flu vaccine? Well, I'll tell you in the next few minutes why, and over the next hour why, and why you should be very cautious of believing your local Rite Aid drugstore when they tell you, have you had your shingles shot? Have you had your flu shot? And I'm not singling out Rite Aid for any particular reason. It could be any drugstore chain. They're selling something. And as with all sales, not everything that is sold is honest. There's another story that's bothering me, and that is this. As you know, I oppose amnesty for many reasons. One of the reasons is the fact that the culture will change drastically in ways you can't imagine. And one of those issues is the fact that they're going to start slaughtering horses now in New Mexico for human consumption. Have you ever been in a slaughterhouse? Have you heard the animals scream as they're about to be killed? Have you heard the animals scream as they're about to be killed? Have you heard the animals scream as they're pushed down the slaughterhouse line, as they hear their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and children being killed in front of them? I have. And I'll tell you something, there is a difference between a horse and a cow. And the slaughter of horses for human consumption will legally resume in this country as early this week, following a decision by a New Mexico judge who dismissed the push by animal rights groups to stop the practice. U.S. District Judge Christina Armijo in New Mexico threw out a lawsuit by the Humane Society of the United States and other animal protection groups that alleged the Department of Agriculture, blah, blah, blah. They're going to start killing horses in America. Why? Have you ever seen horses killed? You think they're unintelligent animals? You know, the practice of slaughtering horses for human consumption was legal and fairly common in the U.S. for a long while. But in 05, Congress voted to withhold funding for USDA inspections of horse meat. It was the only way to stop the slaughter of animals, meaning horses, for human consumption, because they had to be inspected. Now, the measure to stop the slaughter of horses lapsed in 2011, and now U.S. companies tied to Mexico are clamoring to get back into the game. Tell me, who do you think eats horse meat? The people from Mexico eat horse meat. Did you understand why they're pushing it? Do you understand what I mean by borders, language, and culture? The plants are going to resume barbaric killing of horses for their meat in the states across America. And the American public has to recognize the urgency of the situation and demand that your fools in Congress take action. This is an issue of national importance and scale. Do you approve of the killing of horses for food? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the killing of horses for food? Do you have a flu shot horror story to tell the millions of listeners to the Savage Nation? 855-407-282 is the phone number. If neither of these stories interest you, you are brain dead. If you are not interested in talking about slaughtering horses, if you're not interested in learning the dangers of flu shots, then I suggest that you're not interested in living anymore, because I don't know what else you're interested in. According to the FAO of the United Nations, China is one of the largest consumers of horse meat. Well, they're a very humane country. They harvest kidneys from political dissidents. In France, horse meat is considered to be a delicacy. Well, how's that worked out for the French? About 8 miles outside of Roswell, New Mexico, Valley Meat, a shuttered cattle farm, is almost ready to reopen its doors. Plant owner Rick De Los Santos and his attorney Blair Dunn told USA Today they were surprised when the ruling came down. And they're looking forward to killing horses. De Los Santos estimated it would be 7 to 10 days before he was up and running killing horses. Over in Gallatin, Missouri, Raines Natural Meats could open as early as today. On the American menu, horse meat, flu shot horror stories. These are the topics of this hour. There are many other news stories. I will get to all of them, or as many as I can, including the following, as you dial 855-400-7282. Tomorrow, elections coast to coast will decide a big outcome in the United States of America. New Jersey, Virginia, where gubernatorial race outcomes could highlight the Republican Party division between pragmatists and nationalists. They call us ideologues. Those of us who still love America are being smeared by the news services, calling guys like Chris Christie a sellout, a pragmatist, and those of us who still respect America's borders, language, and culture, ideologues. In New York, a successor to Michael Bloomberg, after 12 years in office, will no doubt go to the communist de Blasio. De Blasio was an out-and-out naked communist who worked on the Sandinista campaign in Nicaragua, visited the Soviet Union during the period when the Soviet Union was on a list of enemies of America, and he's running way ahead in the welfare city of New York. Welcome back, David Dinkins. There are other elections. Republican Ken Cusinelli is running tomorrow, and he is running against the corrupt Terry McAuliffe, a good friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is, Cuccinelli should win. He should win by a land mile. But as you well know, Democrats steal races. Moreover, Cuccinelli faces the fact that there's a third-party candidate in that state who will steal votes from him. And those 8% might throw the election to the Clinton camp, which would be McAuliffe. If, God forbid, the corrupt Democrat wing of the Democrat corrupt party wins, it would break a 30-year trend. Virginia has elected a governor from the party not occupying the White House in every gubernatorial election since 1977. Go out and vote tomorrow, and vote for Cuccinelli in Virginia. God forbid the Clinton machine wins. God forbid. Phone number is 855-400-7282. Let's take some callers. Stephanie on KSFO San Francisco, what's your topic?
Hello?
Stephanie, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for bringing up the horror story with the horses that I believe are going to be slaughtered. And I've been telling people for years, I said within 10 years, dog and cat will be on the menu. In the United States of America, they will pass it under a cultural thing. There's no doubt about it. I've been giving money to legitimate animal rights organizations for years. And I've seen the horrors. The horses are pushed through these stalls. They're actually, they're often stabbed to death by men standing up on chairs. It's the most horrendous.
It's the most inhumane slaughter you could ever imagine. The animals who run these slaughterhouses are world-class barbaric criminals, in my opinion. Any sane nation would not permit this. Anyone who has a dog or a cat should spit in the face of any politician who permits this. I am outraged by this, but I'm used to it in the degenerate nation of America under this barbarian Obama who will permit anything so long as there's a buck in it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Any radio show can tell you what you really want to hear. Only one show gives you true, unadulterated truth. The Savage Nation, weeknights at 6 p.m. on Hot Talk 560 KSFO. On the Savage Nation tonight, we're talking about two very important stories. The flu season is coming. And the medical pharmaceutical establishment will be selling you on the flu shot. I am vehemently opposed to this vaccination for numerous reasons, which I will describe from a scientific point of view, not from an emotional point of view. This is not an anti-vaccine vantage point that I'm coming from. It is the truth about the flu shot and the flu shot horror stories you're about to hear on the Savage Nation. I did this last January. When, the flu was in full bloom. And an article came out in the Examiner entitled Michael Savage and Hugh Jackman versus the CDC over flu shots. A day after Hollywood actor Hugh Jackman jokingly alluded during his acceptance speech that flu shots aren't really necessary, the CDC came out and condemned the actor's comments. During his speech, Jackman opened by saying, whatever. And then they went on to radio host Michael Savage raised some very compelling points, which confirmed Jackman's comments that the flu shot may not be necessary. In fact, Savage insists that the risks of getting a flu shot may actually outweigh the benefits. On Monday, WorldNet Daily reported on Dr. Savage's on-air comments regarding the flu vaccine, and Savage begins by asking a very good question. Did Harry Reid take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Did Nancy Pelosi take a flu shot? Politicians have been known to impose things on the general public while exempting themselves from them, such as the recently passed and highly unpopular Obamacare. That was in January of 2013, before all of your favorite conservative hosts discovered what I was talking about 2 years ago. For those who may be wondering where Michael Savage may be deriving his authority on the subject, and they list my credentials, and I don't have to reiterate them to you. I know what I'm talking about. I can read the literature. And I will cast suspicion over the government's insistence that people get a flu vaccine every year. Why? So they choose five strains out of 250-plus strains of influenza A, and if they don't choose the right one, you're going to get sick. So you're putting your faith in the CDC's ability to guess the one that might be a pandemic. Dr. Savage's objections to the vaccine, however, do not end there. There are harmful ingredients in the vaccine itself, which even the CDC lists on its own website. Savage adds, formaldehyde is in the common flu shot. It's a known carcinogen. Another ingredient in the flu shot is a mercury-containing compound called thimerosal, which impairs neurological and immune systems. There are also detergents, antibiotics, chemicals, and allergens that cause infertility, including other ingredients that are unsafe for human consumption. So, look, I won't take it. I don't recommend you take it. I recommend you study this before you jump and listen to the federal government on flu shots. Are you going to trust the people who told you you can keep your health plan when you found out you can't? And we're also talking about the slaughter of horses, which are going to begin this week because of the corrupt, purchasable Obama administration. They're going to start killing horses and selling horse meat in America in order to satisfy the largely south-of-the-border market that is living in America and bringing their culture with them. Those are the topics for now on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. WABC, Andrew, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Horse meat. Unfortunately, we might in America be the number one consumers. When I was a kid, we had a beautiful Weimaraner dog, and the dog food can said horse meat on it, so I don't know if we still use it.
That's right. I fed my dog kennel ration until I found out that they were made from horses. When my dog, my little dog, my old boyhood dog, Tippy, the one who bit my leg open, was eating horse meat. I'm not relating it to eating horse meat, but yes, I do know that kennel ration at that time contained horse meat.
Not anymore, though. That's good.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but so you don't think it's a bad thing then to start killing horses in a slaughterhouse? It's fine?
Oh, it's very bad, and they are intelligent. An old girlfriend had some horses, and she said that she had to tie them thoroughly because they were smart enough to untie themselves, some of them with their teeth. Like,
yeah, they know they're going to die. I was in a slaughterhouse once in the Fiji Islands, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. Go and look at a slaughterhouse line, even with cows, and tell me what you think about it after you go buy a steak at Safeway. I watched the cows. I heard the cows screaming. And they would put, you want to hear the story or don't you want to hear it? You want to hear reality or don't you want to hear reality? This was in a small slaughterhouse in the Fiji Islands when I was collecting plants. I said, okay, I want to go. The cows are put into this furrow where they can't get out, like, you know, down a line. And they hear their friends being killed. And they see the and smell the blood and guts all over the floor. And they panic. It's like Auschwitz for animals. In order to keep the animal moving down the line into the sight of the club, the gun, or the bullet, they take a stick and put it into the animal's anus and push him forward. If you think that's a joke, you're a sick person. And after you see a thing like that, it changes your view of the world and of mankind. And if you think I'm an animal rights nut, well, maybe I am, and you can go to hell. How's that? You think I'm afraid of that? You think I'm afraid of being labeled that? You think I'd rather be one of these pig right-wingers who say I love killing animals? Well, I'm not one of those right-wing morons. You try to define me. I dare you, because you won't be successful at it. You give me the topic, listen to me, and then see if you can define me. I'm a whole human being. I don't come prepackaged. And I say stop killing horses before they start it. That's my opinion. Also, flu vaccine horror stories. That's the show.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
What topics am I talking about? Killing horses for food in the United States. I oppose it. I haven't even begun to give you the reasons why, other than from a humane level. And I said you must stop this. It was not on one talk show today, so far as I know. It was not on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all the sites that you think are up to the minute. It was only on my show, on pure gut intuition. I have news for you. 11 minutes ago, a U.S. Federal Appeals Court halts the slaughter of horses. 11 minutes ago, a federal appeals court temporarily halted plans by companies to begin slaughtering horses. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver issued a temporary injunction barring the Department of Agriculture from inspecting the plants in New Mexico and Missouri, which were gearing up to open in the coming days after a federal judge in Albuquerque on Friday dismissed the lawsuit by the Humane Society of the United States. The Humane Society filed an immediate appeal and won an emergency injunction tonight, 11 minutes ago. Wayne Pascal, president and CEO of the Humane Society, said this: horse slaughter is a predatory, inhumane business, and we are pleased to win another round in the courts to block killing of these animals on American soil for export to Italy and Japan. Meanwhile, we are redoubling our efforts in Congress to secure a permanent ban on the slaughter of our horses throughout North America. Now, the victory is not over yet. Blair Dunn, who represents Valley Meat Co. of Roswell, New Mexico, strange, isn't it, Roswell? And Rains Natural Meats of Gallatin, Missouri, emphasized the order was temporary and he will fight it. We are also talking about flu vaccine horror stories. Let's talk about the fact that the flu vaccine horror story is probably the most important show you're going to listen to this year. Why? You can't do anything about Obamacare. It will implode on its own as it is. You have every power over yourself to not take a flu shot. The government cannot force you to take a vaccine. Now, here's something else I'm trying to get at that you may not understand. I'm years ahead of everyone on this. When I first began in talk radio in 1994, I then created a group called the Paul Revere Society, which has since been abandoned. I couldn't keep it going. I won't go into the reasons why. And I put out cards with the things we stood for. And one of the things that was on it was no mandatory AIDS vaccine. Because I foresaw the government forcing people to take vaccines against their will, including an anti-AIDS vaccine. And I didn't do it out of an emotional response. It was because I know the dangers of vaccines. And I know that the flu vaccine, if we're forced to take it, which right now it's sort of optional, but not, there's a lot of social pressure on you to get that flu shot. It's like, have you gotten your flu shot? Have you had your shingle shot? Are you that selfish that you won't take a flu shot? Why won't you take a flu shot? Have a flu shot. Here's a flu shot. There's a flu shot. Everywhere flu shot. Have you had your flu shot? Well, no, I don't want a flu shot. It's against my religion. How's that? And if it comes down to it, I'll create a religion, and I will put into the Bible of our religion that we oppose vaccines. How's that? And then you can be protected from an intrusive government. We'll play it by their rules, and we'll overcome them by their own rules. But right now, we don't have to do it. You've got the power to say no. Just say no. You got any flu shot horror stories to alert America to it? KBET, Mark, you're the first up. Go ahead, please.
Well, I just wanted to say, a few years ago, my doctor said I should get a flu shot. I had congestive heart failure, so I thought, you know, I can't afford to get the flu. I got the shot. Well, it was a double flu shot. One was like a swine flu, and the other was like the normal expected flu. And I got the flu almost, you know, just like a week or two after the shot, and it darn near killed me. I fought it for a month. And then after I got well, within a few days, I got the second flu that I was immunized against.
Mm-hmm.
For 2 months, I'm fighting this flu shot, and it almost got me.
Okay, well, thanks for sharing that horror story. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people take flu shots every year, and many of them have no adverse effects. Let me be very clear about it. However, and this is very important, there is growing evidence that there are long-term effects that make many people sick. That means although you may not have an immediate reaction to a flu shot, a tenfold greater chance exists of contracting Alzheimer's in older adults after a flu shot. This is caused by a combination of elements in the vaccines. And this is from, again, the natural side of medicine, from the natural side of healing, not from the AMA side of healing. And that is because the following substances are found in vaccines. Aluminum, which is a neurotoxin, a brain toxin. And let me stop right there. Many years ago, I authored a very important book that very few people know about. It was during my health writing. I wrote a book called Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's. Many of you don't even know that that's part of my background. For about 4 years, I was a director of a small Alzheimer's Research Institute. I lived from hand to mouth on private grants. I certainly did not qualify for government grants. The government wouldn't even consider giving us any money for studies on how to prevent Alzheimer's naturally. And so we had to live on private grants, and we did. And I did some recent research. I funded a little bit of research. But I had to abandon it because I had young children. I couldn't do research without government money. And I then wrote a book, a small paperback called Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, that showed the possible links between the ingestion of aluminum-based products and the onset of aluminum years later. And you say, oh, what does he know about that? Oh, I'll go have an aluminum sandwich. I know the cynical viewpoint. I invented cynicism. So just listen, wise guy, because it may be something that would be good for you, even a cynic with a big mouth and a cigar in his mouth. Listen to me. Aluminum is one of the most potent of all neurotoxins. How do you get aluminum? You ready for this one? Underarm deodorant. Goes right across, right through your skin. I mean, a lot of guys are using underarm roll-ons now for testosterone, which is another great danger. Guys have no idea what they're doing to themselves. They get an immediate result, oh, look at that, I'm more muscular, I'm more potent. Did they have any idea that there is a reason in nature as you get older your testosterone levels go down? You have any idea that there's a wisdom in the fact that your testosterone level goes down in time and it's actually protective of your health? And that if you increase your testosterone, you are increasing your risk of prostate and other cancers? Did your medical pharmaceutical detailer called your MD tell you that? No, because either he doesn't know it or he's just peddling a drug on you. So look, I'm going to give you the perspective of the natural healer and from the natural point of view. You can make up your own mind, as you will. All I can say is don't rush to judgment against me or in favor of something because you don't like me politically. I may know much more about this subject than you may think. Vaccines may leave you feeling good initially, or they may make you very sick initially, but watch out for the long-term effects of these vaccines. Now, how about children? We have heard of the putative relationship between vaccines and autism. It was basically poo-pooed by the drug industry, but a lot of mothers don't necessarily throw that out the window anymore. The major motivation for all this eager peddling of vaccines that inject you with poisons are huge profits. The employees get bonuses and gifts to meet their vaccine quotas, even iPads. Many customers going into food chains are being harassed into accepting the shots. The owner of a car dealership recently received $5 for every flu shot his employees took. The more flu epidemics and pandemics that can be promoted, the more profit the big pharma accumulates. And I want you to read more and more about this on your own. Last year, or a few years ago, Australia stopped giving flu shots to children under five due to a dramatic increase in the number of fevers and convulsions. The research was never published at the time. And by the way, don't confuse the flu with influenza, which is much more serious. And there are some natural ways that you can stimulate your immune system to prevent the flu. There are some commonsensical things you can do to reduce your risk, let's say, of contracting the flu. And we should talk about that as well. The horses, the flu shot, these are the topics. I'll take your calls. 855-400. I don't even remember my phone number. Here it is. 855-400-7282. You know, my mind is so focused on the subjects that are so important to all of us that I almost forget the show itself. I get out into a state of mind where I forget that I'm on the radio. I feel like I'm talking to friends in a living room. What do you want to talk about? Knoxville, Tennessee. Elizabeth, go ahead on the flu horror story.
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure. I'm a 10-year Savageite.
Thank you.
The flu shot killed my mother.
Now, how do you know it was the flu shot that did it?
My mother was abundantly healthy, never been sick, only went to the hospital three times to have her children, slim and trim, very involved, Grace Kelly look-alike, beautiful woman. She took a flu shot. It started out like with side effects, wheezing, which went to bronchitis, which progressed to involuntary muscle twitching, which progressed to seizures, which progressed to ascending paralysis. We had a brilliant neurologist at the University of Tennessee Hospital who diagnosed her with Churg-Strauss vasculitis caused by the vaccine. We took her to the Mayo Clinic, and a world-renowned specialist on this condition, who is also a personal physician to the King of Jordan, diagnosed her. It was 1,000% related to the flu shot.
Wow. And that is quite an extensive diagnosis of the condition that you've just given us. Have the doctors who related her death to the flu shot told you what it was in the flu shot that may have induced this cascade of illnesses?
It's also called serum sickness. And because it destroyed her immune system, Mayo Clinic had to put her on immunosuppressants and high doses of steroids to keep the immune system quiet.
Oh, my God. You see, once your defense systems are knocked down, it's almost impossible to bring you back. And so this is the reversal of what should be done during flu season. The first thing is common sense, which we all know about. If someone's sneezing or coughing in a store, walk away from them. Don't be embarrassed. That's number one. And people stand there when they sneeze, they give a grin like they're not supposed to run away. You turn your back and you walk away. Don't touch surfaces, the supermarket carts. Use the throwaway gloves. Crowded theaters, airplanes. We know all about that, right?
Exactly.
Well, okay, then there's the issue of taking certain vitamins and certain nutrients to stimulate your immune system naturally, which I haven't gotten to, and I will get to momentarily on the Savage Nation. Elizabeth, I take it that you have tried to alert your family and friends to your mother's demise?
Oh, absolutely. And see, my father was suffering from occupational acquired cancer, and he was in the late stages. So the doctors recommended that my mother take a flu shot because they didn't want he was very ill, and they didn't want her to, you know, give him the flu in this stage of his illness. So otherwise, she would have never taken the shot at all.
Well, I will never take a flu shot. And there are a number of reasons. One, because, the reasons I've described to you, that's number one. But there are other reasons. I almost died from a vaccine when I was 5 years old that was given to me. And I've been very leery of medical treatment and vaccines ever since, by the way, to my own advantage. In other words, I haven't gotten to where I am in life because I'm foolish. I've gotten here because I kind of know what to do that's good for me. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, you have to be your own doctor. Am I correct about that?
Exactly. The Mayo Clinic doctors told us that physicians should educate clients and patients to the the potential side effects.
Even the Mayo Clinic told you? Because normally the Mayo Clinic is very AMA. They're usually on the side of anything that the drug companies push in my analysis of the Mayo. I call it the Mayonnaise Clinic.
Exactly.
All right. Well, thank you. This is an amazing story. And in a nutshell, we come back and take more flu shot horror stories and also the horse story on the Savage Nation. I'll give you all the latest breaking news. But before I go in the next few seconds here, what happened was is when I was five, I was a kid living in the Bronx. I've told you that. And I love trains. And I remember we went with a little pack of kids. I don't know, we were five and six running wild in the streets. Seven, I don't know how old we were. We were safe because the neighborhoods weren't crazy like they are today. And we ran up to a railroad switching yard at the top of a hill. I don't remember where it was. I can't recall. It was 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 blocks from my apartment house. I ran up with the kids all the way up a bunch of hills, and I climbed a rusty a fence that's made out of steel with barbed wire on the top. What are those called? You know what I'm talking about. And there was a twisted set of metal on the top. And they went through both of my hands like it was like stigmata. I was like crucified on the top of the fence because I was a kid who wanted to see the trains. And I clambered up this, fence. What do you call it when it's made of iron? The two cross pieces of steel. I don't know what's escaping my mind right now. But nevertheless, I climbed up, and at the top of it, the twisted metal was rusted. It went right through my hands, chain link fence, and it cut right through my hands, and it was horrible. And I don't know how I got off the fence, and my friends took me down, or I got myself off. It was horrendous. So in those days, I had to get a tetanus shot. And the tetanus shots in those days were made from horse serum. You talk about tying the show together. Here's my love of horses and my fear of vaccines. I became so sick, I almost died. And after that, I have been very leery of vaccines. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Look, I have to take stands that are very unpopular for a so-called conservative talk show, one of which is to tell you that you shouldn't kill a horse for food. And people say, now, wait a minute, meat is meat. They're the same as a deer. Isn't a deer a sensitive animal? Shouldn't we not kill deer? Well, where will that end? What happens if in a few years our immigrants from China, who have a certain taste for collies, Labrador retrievers, I hear they especially like large dogs. They raise them in cages and club them to death. They're a very sensitive nation, China, the part of China you're not allowed to hear about or see. And they start selling dog meat in America. Would you approve of that, saying it's only meat? How about cat? Would you eat cat meat? No, we say, well, they can eat it. It's their cultural preference. Where does this end, then? Tell me where it ends. Would you eat a human being? It's only meat, isn't it? There's a lot of spare people on the planet. Why not harvest extra people in a poor country? Maybe some poor families can sell their children for meat. Maybe somebody in America at a party would like a stuffed child. Is that where this goes? Maybe you ought to consider opening a restaurant called the Emigrant Gap Restaurant. Dinner party, table for six. Or would you like to hear them yell out, Jeffrey Dahmer, table for one? Of course I'm being sarcastic. Of course there's a prohibition against eating fellow humans, although it's done and has been done. I told you a story last week about the siege of Leningrad when the Nazis were trying to starve all the Russians to death, that there were reported cases of families eating their children. We don't even want to think about that. And, of course, there's a famous story of the plane crash with that Chilean soccer team where they ate one member after the other till they were rescued. We don't even want to think about it. But certainly there needs to be prohibitions against cannibalism in a civilized society. Well, now let's back it up from cannibalism. Which species don't we kill? Horses. Why? They're very sensitive creatures. They're very sensitive creatures. You shouldn't kill horses. They shoot horses, don't they? That doesn't mean you have to eat them.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Now, the other news that people have focused on lately has to do with notices that some Americans have gotten from their insurance companies, suggesting that because of the Affordable Care Act, they may be losing the plan that they bought. Now, while virtually every insurer is offering new, better plans and competing for these folks' business, I realize that can be scary for people if they just get some notice like that. So we've got to make sure that we're getting
them. Turn it on. Would you buy a used health care plan from this man? Would you buy a destroyed nation from this man? At least 129 million people will not be able to keep their health care plan if Obamacare is fully implemented, according to a research scholar in the Center for Health Policy at Duke University. I don't want to give you the entire article. You can find it in the Daily Caller. This is the Savage Nation. I want to lead you in from that to the topics at hand, which include the truth about flu vaccines. I'm trying to warn America to carefully do your research on the possible side effects of flu vaccines before you agree to the social pressure of getting a flu shot. We are also here to tell you there was a small victory tonight. I came out of the box at the top of the last hour, vehemently opposing the reopening of slaughterhouses that will be killing horses for horse consumption, consumption of horses in America. And we're pleased to tell you that it was blocked by an appeals court in the last hour. I'm not saying we had anything to do with it, but it was blocked. So my intuition was working again. In this hour, I want to focus on what you can do to make an educated decision about flu and flu vaccines, which I say are more dangerous than the flu for some people. Now you say, okay, let's play the numbers game. If only a small percentage of people have side effects, why should I be panicking the massive population about the potential dangers? Well, let's turn it around. I thought that a single life is important to you liberals. Don't you always argue that you'd rather see 99 guilty people go free than one guilty person And you'd rather see 99 guilty people go free than one innocent man arrested. That's the liberal mantra for the last 50 years. That's why the streets are crawling with criminals and rapists and muggers and every kind of creep you could imagine. Because the liberal psychotics put that in your head. I'd rather see 99 guilty people go free than one innocent man arrested, would you? Well, I'd rather see one person live than 99 people get the flu. Let's put it to you that way, or however you want to reverse it. Any child that gets autism from a shot is one child too many. Any old person who gets Alzheimer's disease or dies from a side effect of a shot is one too many old persons. It's that simple. So you can't have it both ways. And yet the doctors are telling you, oh, get influenza, get the flu shot. Everyone's having one. Every drugstore, get one, get one, get one, get two free. I have a different view on it all. Because the most recent flu shots did not do a very good job of preventing older adults from catching the flu. In fact, remember last year, adults age 65 and over who got the shot were just as likely to visit the doctor for flu symptoms as those who were not vaccinated at all. And we don't know the long-term effects of the flu vaccination. Moreover, there are other arguments. Flu vaccine appeared to actually increase people's risk of getting sick with H1N1 and cause more serious bouts of illness to boot. Moreover, I'm going to tell you something else. Natural infection may be more beneficial. If you get infected with a natural virus, whether it be a flu virus, which doesn't kill you, by the way, or any other virus, it offers you not only protection against that virus, but similar viruses, or even, in fact, quite different flu viruses in the following year. And that's why preventing every kind of illness on the planet may not be the best thing for you to do. That's why we're such a nation of weaklings. I remember my father, again, I'll go back to my slum raising, if you want to put it that way. I mean, you don't want to hear it. Everyone boasts about how rich they were. I wasn't rich. And I remember walking in the streets of Manhattan. They were filthy, they were dirty, they were infested, they were garbage, and my father said it'll make you stronger. I didn't like it, I hated it. I wanted to walk in clean streets. He insisted I walk in the dirty streets where his store was in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I said, why are you doing this to me? He said, because if you're not exposed to all the germs in these poor neighborhoods, you're liable to get sick. And this will make you stronger. I didn't understand what he was talking about. How does a child figure out that if you're exposed to germs, it makes you stronger? I didn't understand it. Well, many of us are like that child I was when I was 3 years old, or 5 years old. I couldn't understand that. But as I got older, I came to understand that exposure to not only, let us say, viruses and bacteria and protozoans can help your body build up a natural resistance to them or an immunity. My friends, life is dangerous. We live in a society that is so locked down that people are afraid to sneeze without calling a doctor. Take boating. I'm a boater. Children learn how to boat when they're very young. They're given a jacket, a life jacket. The father teaches them or the mother teaches them how to run a little power boat. And the kid goes out there as a child and runs a boat. They don't all run someone over with the boat. But today, a teenager can't be let go without a cell phone tied to their pinky. And the fact of the matter is, the fathers, yes, have to watch the children, but you need to give your boys and girls enough space so they can learn by doing. And it's the same with illnesses. You have to let the child get exposed to other children when they're young so they develop an immunity to various and sundry illnesses. That's at least another way to look at it from the point of view of natural healing. There are other reasons. The flu shot covers less than 10% of the circulating viruses creating these illnesses. Again, only a small number, but a small number develop Guillain-Barré syndrome after getting a seasonal flu shot, and that's a small amount. That's only 1.6 cases of GB syndrome for each million vaccinations. Well, as I said to you earlier, do you want that to be you or your child? Now the medical pharmaceutical establishment is pushing vaccination for babies. No, my friends, it has to do with business, not preventive medicine. Each dose of flu vaccine contains traces of formaldehyde, 25 micrograms a thimerosal, a mercury-containing compound, which is used as a preservative. And you say, well, it's a minute amount, it's minuscule. Well, even this small amount of mercury, year after year, may place a person at increased risk of neurotoxicity later in life. And I want to pause now on the mercury issue and on the aluminum issue. Mercury is one of the most toxic of all the heavy metals. Aluminum, although not a heavy metal, is a very toxic metal. It also crosses the blood-brain barrier very rapidly and has been linked to onset of Alzheimer's disease years later. And aluminum is rampant, rather, shall I say, prevalent in too many of our products. Now, remember, I'm not trying to panic you, but you have to understand there's a way to limit certain diseases. In the last hour, I promised you that I would talk about what you can do to stimulate. Let's say, okay, Mike, you sold me. You're a good salesman. I'm going to watch out for this. I'll do some research on the flu shot. I'm not going to jump because my doctor said jump. I'm not going to let social pressure force me into getting a flu shot. I'll read about it. I'll do all the research I can. I'll go on michaelsavage.com to start with. I'll read your article that you wrote last year. I did this last January, and we've reposted it now for you from last year on michaelsavage.com. And you print it up and look at it and then go from there. Use it as a start, not an end. But the thing is, you have to understand that there are dangers inherent in everything you do. Even taking preventive steps to prevent something has an inherent danger in it. So what's the greater danger, getting the flu or getting a flu shot? I mean, you must have had the flu when you were younger. Did you die from it? I had the flu a few times. I had other illnesses. I didn't die from them. So what did I do as we got older and as the children were growing up to prevent them from getting the flu? Well, I'll tell you what we did. We gave them foods that were very, very rich in beta-carotene, for one. Beta-carotene is well known as a vitamin A precursor. We all hear about vitamin C, but I found when the kids were young that beta-carotene was far more important than almost anything that we did. And I'll just tell you something strange about my own body. This is not general knowledge now. This is specific to me. You'll have to find out what works for you. I've lived on massive mega doses of vitamin C for, I hate to tell you how many years. Linus Pauling convinced me in the 1960s of the value of massive doses of vitamin C. Then I was lucky enough to be a personal friend of two of the best doctors the world has ever known. One is still alive, Dr. Richard Cunyon, and the other, unfortunately, has gone on to his reward, and that's Dr. Robert Cathcart, medical doctor, Stanford trained, who had been a brilliant orthopedic surgeon in Lake Tahoe in his early years, and he discovered that he was treating broken bones for skiers and whatnot, and they recovered quicker if they were on vitamin C, which is an established fact. He also found that people who took massive doses of vitamin C recovered quicker from colds and flu. And so he became a great proponent of the vitamin C theory of self-medication. We're not talking about a pill of 100 milligrams. We're talking about powdered vitamin C in sufficient doses to reverse the course of an illness when it first sets in. And I don't have the time to go into that technique right now. I will later on at another show. I'm going to focus now on vaccines only. But I haven't talked with you at all about the other things you can do to stimulate your immune system, and I want to get to them. But we really have to play. Neil, is this a good time to play that early piece on the... Okay, before I'm not taking a break. I want you to listen to what I did on the flu last January 2013 on the Savage Nation. There's nothing more political than your health, as you well know with Obamacare. You saw what is at stake. You saw that Nancy Pelosi forced it down everyone's throat because of the billions, if not trillions, of dollars that are going to flow into the hands of certain individuals tied into the Democrat machine. So seeing what went on with Obamacare, can you put your logic cap on and now connect it to the government telling you you must get your flu shot? You don't see there's a profit in this, do you? I mean, they're not giving it to you for free, are they? The pharmaceutical companies are rolling in dough because of the flu shot. Now, we're going to go into the science of it eventually. We're going to have to do that. Flu is epidemic, yet more people have taken the flu vaccine this year than ever before. How do you put, you can't put two and two together, so what was the point of taking it? How did this happen? We'll talk about that as well. I'm on the side against flu vaccines. I wouldn't take it. I told everyone in my family not to take it. And if you want to comment on this, you can't, because the lines, as I knew, would be jammed up. I will give you my bias so you don't think I'm objective. I'm not objective. I can read the literature, but I'm not objective. And let me tell you something. Nobody in the media is objective. Nobody in science is objective anymore these days. It's all a business. And if you don't adhere to the party line, whether it's in climate science or in immunology, you don't get grants. If you don't get grants, you don't get an appointment, and you don't work in this town anymore. So I'll tell you right off the bat, I have a bias. I'm anti-vaccine for personal and professional reasons. So let's go into the questions that I asked. The board's jammed out. Don't get frustrated if you can't get through. What is a flu shot? There are four different types of flu vaccines. A standard flu shot, a high-dose flu shot for those 65 and older, an intradermal administered shot for those who are needle phobic, and a nasal spray. This is interesting. Contrary to what you may believe, the first three vaccines do not contain the live flu virus. They do not. The vaccine is made from two of the hundreds of different proteins that make up an influenza virus. And so you take two surface proteins off the virus. It doesn't mean it's live. There's no real organism there. It's a surface protein. And the scientists would say it's not possible to cause infection or disease with it. And they'll say the flu shot does not give you the flu, but I disagree with them. There's another side to the story. The nasal spray does contain live flu viruses. The nasal spray does contain live flu viruses. Dr. Dan Harper, who is against vaccinations of all kinds, said this. He said, use your head. You have 100 million viruses sprayed up the nose, along with other things like MSG and sugar, which causes inflammation. And since the virus also contains egg proteins, you run the risk of introducing an avian retrovirus, which can cause encephalitis in humans. And so here you are spraying this up into your nose, just a few millimeters from the brain, with MSG traveling across the blood-brain barrier, causing potential damage to neurotransmitters. Now, the government itself does not conclude that flu shots are 100% safe and effective. Even they say that they're not 100% safe and effective. That we understand. Yet, there are those who would argue that you should get a flu shot for humane reasons. They insist you get it. They said that anyone should get a flu shot, except people with an egg allergy. Anyone 6 months or older, they say, should get a flu shot every year. They say protecting yourself is an altruistic act. By getting vaccinated, you not only protect yourself, but you protect those around you as well. I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you at all. And the fact of the matter is, I believe that the epidemic that is out there right now indicates that the flu vaccine that has been created by the best minds of our generation, sarcastic remark, is rather ineffective. Do you believe that you want to put formaldehyde into your serum? Thimerosal, which is found in the adult version of it, that's the mercury, which is known to impair neurological and immune systems. How about detergents, antibiotics?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We're talking about something that's so off the beaten path here. I know everyone's focused on Obamacare, but it's a health-related topic that's of interest to me, and I think it could be of some use to you, number one. But number two, you have power over this. You have no power over Obamacare. All you could do is complain about it and moan about it and whine about it and this about it, and Obama's no good about it. We know all of that. But you still have the power to say no to a flu shot, so that's why I'm giving you some power. I'm trying to empower you. I'm giving you power over your own health before the government takes that away from you. Tomorrow's national elections, big elections, and we're going to see what it's going to be like. Will voter turnout be low? Will it be high? Will Dems win? Will they lose? It'll be a mixture, of course, and both sides will say it's because of their policies. And that's why I'd rather talk about aluminum in foods and how, why to avoid them. Aluminum is a powerful nerve toxin, a brain toxin. And many of you don't even know where aluminum is found. I guess I should reissue that book. I really should reissue Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, another one of my great advanced books from 20 years ago. I mean, look, I was ahead of my time. You want to mock me at your own risk. It's your loss. Go and believe the AMA. See where that leads you. It's the Savage Nation, one prophetic statement at a time.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, I'll go into this for a minute or two, and then I'll get out of the health thing because it can be quite limiting, and people get bored of it fast, and some love it, and then they say, why aren't you doing politics? I have to do it all. To me, there's nothing more political than health and medicine. They're about the most political things in the world, which I've said for 25 years. Oh, was I right. Witness Obamacare. How's that about politics and medicine at the crossroads of hell? So I want to talk about aluminum for a moment. I don't care whether you're smart or stupid. Aluminum is a neurotoxin. It's a powerful neurotoxin. Now, one of the guys who works for me says, well, how come we're not all dying from cans of soda? The answer is you're not getting aluminum from cans. They have a lining. So let's forget that. You're not getting aluminum from a can of soda. The linings prevent any leaching from what's in the can. That's A. So put that aside. Aluminum is found largely in baking soda, for example. And these are foods and household products that you should research in great detail. The following products may contain toxic amounts of aluminum. Any food made with aluminumized baking powder, self-rising flour, some salts. Look at the labels. Look at microwave popcorn, salted snacks. Look at coffee creamers. They're amongst the worst. I never used them in my life. And you got to look at your products, your packaged products in particular, and see if there's anything that references aluminum. Avoid it. And please don't confuse baking soda with baking powder. Soda is a pure product with no additives. Baking powder is a mixture of chemicals used as leavening in countless baking products. So not all breads are made with baking powder. Most breads are made with yeast. And don't panic. Many aluminum-free baked goods are available in ordinary grocery stores as well as health food stores and restaurants. Read labels to be safe. I don't want to go into this now. Another big area for you to watch out for, though, before I leave this, are antiperspirants. I've warned you, the underarm deodorants are notoriously rich in aluminum. I hate to use the word rich because aluminum is a neurotoxin. Suntan lotions, lip balms. I use all natural products if I can. What I'm telling you to do is get involved in your own care. Get involved in your decision-making process with your doctor. Teach your doctor. They don't know everything. They know an awful lot in certain areas and an awful little in other areas. So, you know, become a consumer of intelligence. You have a right to know what you're ingesting. You have a right to prevent allergic reactions. You have a right to disclosures and warnings that may be beneficial to you. And that's all I want to say on that. One last note on this boring topic of health, and that is I promised you that I would give you some hints on how to stimulate your own immune system, and I talked only about vitamin C and beta carotene, and I didn't add vitamin D and zinc, and I didn't add, I did, vitamin D and zinc need to be added to vitamin C, vitamin A, and beta carotene. So that's simple. And you can research on your own the levels. For example, I have a very, very, very tender throat. I have since I'm a child. I've always suffered sore throats as a little boy. I was in and out of the doctors as a kid, and nobody knew why. Well, I haven't had a sore throat in a very long time, thank God, knock my head. And it's not out of pure chance that I've avoided sore throats. And remember what business I'm in. I'm in the talking business. I stress my vocal cords more than you do. The thing to remember is that there are over-the-counter methods of preventing sore throats, including the zinc lozenges are the greatest. The first sign of a cold or a sore throat, I recommend them. There's a spray, I can't give you the brand, but it's an Echinacea Golden Seal spray that's kept me and my family from very major sore throat. It doesn't work for everybody. It's funny, in my family, two of us react to it well, and two of us have no effect at all. It's nauseating. So again, it's an individualistic thing, but at the first sign of a sore throat, I spray the back of my throat five times. I do it four or five times a day, blah, 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 and it works. And then there's the old Henry trick, which is scotch. He doesn't even drink alcohol. He was 90 the last I checked, and he's never had a sore throat. He's the one who survived World War II by hiding inside a dead cow during a German artillery barrage. He had taught me that at the first sign of a sore throat, he takes scotch, he lets it, you know, tilts his head back, he lets it sit on the back of his throat, and then he spits it out. I know it's a great waste of scotch to most of you. That's fine. but it works for him. Different things work for different people, but be very aware of the fact that it's not all old wives' tales. And by the way, a lot of old wives' tales are pretty intelligent. They're intuitively very intelligent, or they wouldn't have survived through all of the eons. Some of them are very clever, and some of them work, and some don't. That's all I want to say on this issue, because as the cold and flu season comes in, I will do health shows again. Tonight was simply a relationship to, would you trust a government which tells you that you can keep your health plan with Obamacare when you know they're lying? Would you trust that government which tells you get a flu shot, it's perfectly safe? They're there, little woman. You don't know anything. Trust us. You know, be very careful. Caveat emptor, whatever. So that's number three. And number four, we can go on and on about this. I'd like to take some calls, though, on this. And the horse meat was a big topic earlier. Thank God the slaughtering of horses, which was about to begin again any day, was blocked tonight by an appeals court. How long that will last, I don't know. Okay? Let's go to Chicago. Joe, thanks for calling. You're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, great to be on the show with you, Dr. S. Basically, I just want to say I think you're right on a lot of stuff. You know, I'm a younger guy, and thanks for getting me through college, by the way. You're a little sanity in my college education. But anyway, I think you're right on in terms of, you know, my background as a pharmacist and how we were trained is to, you know, always look at the risk-benefit. And for us to say that we should be vaccinating people, you know, 18, 14, 20 years old with no risk factors, it kind of goes away. But one thing I think that you know, people listen to you and they take everything you say with like gold a lot of times. There are people that benefit from it. You know, people, especially heart disease. There was a study a couple years ago that we showed that, you know, people with heart disease, history of congestive heart failure really benefited.
Yes, I said that. Not all people will react. It's only a small number of people who will react to the flu shot. But as I said, connected to that, the old liberal adage of I'd rather see 99 guilty people go free than one innocent person be arrested, I'd rather see two people not die from a reaction from a flu shot, etc. So I'm worried about those who do react, not about those who don't.
And don't forget the modern liberal adage, Mike, that, you know, take a pill. So, you know, don't take the candy bar in that fat woman's mouth. You know, give her a sugar pill or, you know.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. Joe, are you listening to me in Chicago on the Internet? How are you hearing the show?
I got an app, and I'm excited. I can't wait till you're back on WLS. It's,
Isn't that amazing? I've been wanting to be on that station forever. Okay. That's it's so great that Cumulus station is going to carry Savage. I have a natural audience in Chicago. I was once live on a station in that market. I had huge ratings because they speak my language. I'm pragmatist. I'm a down-to-earth person. People in Chicago are very much like that. They still are. I know it. Thanks for the call, my friend. Chicago, my hometown. Yakima, Washington, KBBO. Denise, welcome to the Savage Nation topic, please.
Well, hello. I'm talking about the horses. I mean, I can understand you don't like the slaughter. I've been around them all my life, but there are cases where you need to take care of business because they're dangerous. And have you ever seen a bunch of rescue horses? Have you ever seen a bunch of them starving to death? Have you ever seen one that is so weak that it can't get up off the ground? You know.
So, in other words, we should eat any animal that's weak. Is that it? Any animal that's weak, we should kill and eat.
Shouldn't be able to keep an animal that long that they would be that.
Well, then what, Denise? Then why stop at horses? Would you say the same for dogs?
You know what? Half the world lives on that stuff.
I know they do. That's what I'm saying. But they're barbaric, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they raise dogs in China. I think they're barbarians for doing it.
Oh, I do too. But that's a different.
Oh well, then you're making my argument for me. In other words, where do you draw the line? On which four-legged creature do we draw the line?
Well, you know, if you really want to get into it, there's a bunch of them down on BLM land down in the southwest of this country that they have them all corralled up, and it costs them hundreds of millions of dollars to keep those horses locked up like that, because if they let them out run free, they'd eat every blade of grass and the cattlemen down there.
You make a very, very good point, and there's definitely an issue of controlling horse populations. You know that horses once ran wild across North America. You know that, don't you?
And see how really economical they are to keep.
Denise, did you hear what I just said? I think you got your mind made up on telling me that you love to eat horses, so keep eating horses. But I'm asking you, where do you stop At which four-legged creature do you stop? The horse? The dog? The cat?
Hey, the family ate horses. They were called New Jersey.
All right, again, no matter what you say, Hockey or Chinook, whatever you say, the same statement over and over again. Okay. Well, I'll repeat what I started to say before I got cut off. The horse was indigenous to North America. Do you know that? The horse ran in the millions across North America. Did you know that? I hope you know all of that. And it's important for you to know that the horse is not a stranger to the United States. But look, you could raise the same argument with buffalo. I mean, Ted Turner, the great environmentalist, who's so touchy-feely about global warming and the environment, and he's so politically astute and so correct, Ted Turner, has made another fortune killing buffalo. I think he calls them bison. Ask Ted Turner how he feels about slaughtering buffalo, since he's so concerned about global warming and all things natural. So, you know, where do you draw the line? Where do your sympathies lie? I, for one, don't think we should kill horses, and I certainly don't believe we should let dogs be raised and put in cages like they do in China. Forgive me for being a traditionalist in that regard. Pardon me for being old-fashioned. There's other things I generally don't believe in, and these go along with that. The day may come, though, that you may think it's nice to go to a market and see a live, let's say, collie in a cage in a Safeway, which you could actually pick out which collie you like, and the butcher will kill it for you. After all, it's only meat. The dog has no feelings. Or perhaps you prefer a poodle stew. Or no, maybe you like the Cocker Spaniel soap. That might be something you might like, because after all, they don't feel anything. I mean, where do you want to go with these feelings? Do you want to start eating human beings at the end of the day? Because there's a lot of sick old human beings that, I mean, it's a waste to let them die. Yeah, I mean, Obama believes that with the death panels. I mean, he's not going to put them in cans yet. He's not going to can the old and the sick. Don't be stupid. He's a compassionate man. Let's say he's a compassionate, I'll come up with a new phrase, compassionate fascism. How's that? I'm not accusing Obama of being a fascist, nor am I saying he's a compassionate fascist, but I would say the words rhyme, and where a rhyme arrives, I have to use it. And they're not exactly canning the elderly yet, but there are death panels that will decide how long they can live. So how far is it going to be till we go to Soylent Green? You get the picture. And you have to understand that there's a level at which we cannot permit the society to fall. And just because there are atavistic elements in our country that would like to eat everything that walks and breathes and talks, I think we have to draw the line somewhere. And I think this comes from the same mentality as, if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? The same mentality that says anything that you feel is good says that anything you want to kill that you can eat is good, except human beings. That's what it says today. Well, I don't go along with it. It's that simple. Now, one day, I'll go back to this topic. It's not going to be today. When I come back from the break, which I'm not going to yet, I'll give you all the latest news headlines in the Savage Nation. Let's go back to the flu shot horror stories. If you want to take a flu shot, be my guest. I am talking to those of you who may be allergic, those of you who may be sensitive, to those of you who may not need the flu shot. I am not saying that it is toxic or dangerous for all people. I am saying you may be one of those for whom it is. And I'm saying that you should have an option. And I'm saying you should think about that. That's all I'm saying. Use your brain. Make your own decision. Because one day the government may not let you make that decision. They may send out an army of individuals and force you to take a flu shot. They may make you take a government vaccine that's a mixture of a flu vaccine and God knows what else, for the sake of society as a whole. And then what are you going to do? Say I didn't warn you? Be careful with these vaccinations. They're the road to perdition as far as I'm concerned. Jacksonville, Florida. Rick, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure to talk to you tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Rick.
You struck a chord with me tonight when you mentioned the topic, because my wife informed me just the other day that she works at one of the local hospitals and that they have been told that they have to take the flu shot. If they don't, they'll be fired.
Well, there we go. There's the road to perdition. However, in her case, it's a little different than the average population. And I think you would agree with me. She is exposed on a daily basis to viruses that we're not exposed to. Isn't that correct? And she has no choice in the matter. She can't avoid the exposure. That's one issue. But on the other side, we don't know that the flu vaccine is of any use whatsoever. Because as I said last year, only 50% of the people who were vaccinated didn't get the flu. It was not that effective because it doesn't catch all of the strains of virus that are out there. And then there's the other side, which are the potential downsides and toxins. The road to perdition, my friends. 855-407-2822. Columbia, Missouri. You want to still talk about the animals now and the slaughter. And people feel very strongly about this. WMAL, Jeannie, welcome to the Savage Nation. Topic, please.
Yes, I was calling in regards to the flu vaccine. So I spent about 10 years in the pharmaceutical industry and have just a little bit of knowledge of this. But the flu vaccine is only made up of the top three flu strains that were present basically a year prior to the release of the vaccine.
That's right. They were made from last year's viruses, and only three of them at that. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And unfortunately, we've been brainwashed into this, oh, you got to get the vaccine, you got to get the vaccine. But we're already exposed to it. So we're already, our immune systems already have a response to those viruses.
Yes. Yeah, and now they're trying to push a high-dose flu shot for people over 65, and they're peddling an intradermal-administered shot for those who are needle-phobic, and they've invented a nasal spray which contains live viruses. Let me tell you something. This is a road towards a health disaster here. As everyone knows in the infectious disease world, just as you said, the vaccine is taken from only two or three of the hundreds of different proteins that compose an influenza virus. So to merely take two surface proteins off of the virus does not mean it's live. Of course not. There's no organism there. It's not possible to cause infection or disease with it. And I know the flu shot per se does not give you the flu. However, there are additives and components in the flu shot which are toxic. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Here's a breaking news story that's not even on the Drudge Report. This came out 5 minutes ago. Police in Bergen County, New Jersey are on the scene of a reported shooting inside the Garden State Mall in Paramus, New Jersey. Possibly involving a single gunman with an assault rifle as of 10:40 p.m. Eastern Time. There have been no reports of casualties or an arrest. You're first hearing it right now on the Savage Nation. I intend to give you news bulletins as they appear. Right now I want to play, it's a 30-second piece, it's heart-rendering. It's a scene from a movie from the 50s with Marilyn Monroe, Clark Gable, called The Misfits. It's one of the most interesting films I've ever seen, black and white, and it more or less signals the end of the Wild West in the sense that the wild horses in that movie, as portrayed, are captured and put into a slaughterhouse. And it signals the end of, let us say, the individualism of America as we had known it, as signified or as symbolized, rather, by the horse. Listen to the scene from The Misfits on The Savage Nation.
Jay, why are you killing me?
Just stand aside, honey.
Okay, you won. All right, you won. You
won. Let's go, that rope. Get out of here!
Hey, Johnny!
Pull him! Choke him down, Guido! Get off me, Roger!
Get
him! Roger him! Shut up and pull that horse down! Get on! March through!
No!
Well, if anyone else can give you a show as good as this, listen to it. I give it my all. I hope you've enjoyed it. There's another hour across the country in most markets. And with God's will and your listenership, I, Michael Savage, shall return tomorrow. Same time, same place, same station. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, Welcome to hour number three of the Savage Nation, Monday, November 4th, 2013. Blue Monday it is. Hey, look, they shoot horses, don't they? Well, we don't eat horses in America. We stopped that barbaric practice a long time ago. But you see, with amnesty comes a new culture. Part of that culture is, well, you know what Mexico is. It's a mixture of things, including killing horses in slaughterhouses. They scream, they cry as they see their mothers and fathers being killed. They don't want to be killed, but they're killed. You know why? That's part of amnesty, because you see, folks from south of the border, they love horse meat. So get used to it, all of you good liberals. And don't tell me you're an animal rights activist. You're a murderer. You're a sadist. What else is in the news? Well, I oppose amnesty, but I'm going to talk about your health today. I'm talking about why you should consider not getting a flu shot. It's one of the greatest scams in medico-political history, in my opinion. I've talked about it before. I'm going to talk about it again tonight on The Savage Nation. It's very dangerous, and you must know the dangers involved in the flu vaccine. All the things that you never heard about from the AMA. Please put aside your political orientation. Did Harry Reid take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Which of the mandarins took the flu shot? I'm talking specifically about vaccines, and I am not advocating the avoidance of all pharmaceuticals. The flu vaccine for me? No. There are many benefits from the life-saving medicines out there, but I wouldn't take the flu vaccine. Not everything your government tells you is true, so it's good to have a cynic in radio who questions authority, and I will tell you more about it on The Savage Nation right here. There's other news, tremendous news out there. Voters to decide elections tomorrow, coast to coast, huge races. We've been talking about that. Enormous races from New York City, governor of Virginia, you name it, it's happening. It's a huge, huge day tomorrow. Chris Christie is about to win in a landslide, and he wants every Republican to understand why. Well, I don't know what that means. I guess if they only put on weight, if they went to Arby's and ate 50 hamburgers, they would win too. There are many other news stories. I will get to all of them, or as many as I can, as you dial 855-400-7282. There's another story that's bothering me, and that is this. As you know, I oppose amnesty for many reasons. One of the reasons is the fact that the culture will change drastically in ways you can't imagine. And one of those issues is the fact that they're going to start slaughtering horses now in New Mexico for human consumption. Have you ever been in a slaughterhouse? Have you heard the animals scream as they're about to be killed? Have you heard the animals scream as they're about to be killed? Have you heard the animals scream as they're pushed down the slaughterhouse line, as they hear their mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and children being killed in front of them? I have. And I'll tell you something, there is a difference between a horse and a cow. And the slaughter of horses for human consumption will legally resume in this country as early this week, following a decision by a New Mexico judge who dismissed the push by animal rights groups to stop the practice. U.S. District Judge Cristina Armijo in New Mexico threw out a lawsuit by the Humane Society of the United States and other animal protection groups that alleged the Department of Agriculture, blah, blah, blah. They're going to start killing horses in America. Why? Have you ever seen horses killed? You think they're unintelligent animals? You know, the practice of slaughtering horses for human consumption was legal and fairly common in the U.S. for a long while. But in 05, Congress voted to withhold funding for USDA inspections of horse meat. It was the only way to stop the slaughter of animals, meaning horses, for human consumption, because they had to be inspected. Now, the measure to stop the slaughter of horses lapsed in 2011, and now U.S. companies tied to Mexico are clamoring to get back into the game. Tell me, who do you think eats horse meat? The people from Mexico eat horse meat. Did you understand why they're pushing it? Do you understand what I mean by borders, language, and culture? The plants are going to resume barbaric killing of horses for their meat in the states across America. And the American public has to recognize the urgency of the situation and demand that your fools in Congress take action. This is an issue of national importance and scale. Do you approve of the killing of horses for food? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about the killing of horses for food? Do you have a flu shot horror story to tell the millions of listeners to The Savage Nation? 855-400-7282 is the phone number. We're talking about two very important stories. The flu season is coming, and the medical pharmaceutical establishment will be selling you on the flu shot. I am vehemently opposed to this vaccination for numerous reasons, which I will describe from a scientific point of view, not from an emotional point of view. This is not an anti-vaccine vantage point that I'm coming from. It is the truth about the flu shot and the flu shot horror stories you're about to hear on the Savage Nation. I did this last January when, you know, the flu was in full bloom. And an article came out in the Examiner entitled Michael Savage and Hugh Jackman versus the CDC over flu shots. A day after Hollywood actor Hugh Jackman jokingly alluded during his acceptance speech that flu shots aren't really necessary, the CDC came out and condemned the actor's comments. During his speech, Jackman opened by saying whatever, and then they went on to radio host Michael Savage raised some very compelling points which confirmed Jackman's comments that the flu shot may not be necessary. In fact, Savage insists that the risks of getting a flu shot may actually outweigh the benefits. On Monday, WorldNet Daily reported on Dr. Savage's on-air comments regarding the flu vaccine, and Savage begins by asking a very good question. Did Harry Reid take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama take a flu shot? Did Barack Obama's lovely family take a flu shot? Did Joe Biden take a flu shot? Did Nancy Pelosi take a flu shot? Politicians have been known to impose things on the general public while exempting themselves from them, such as the recently passed and highly unpopular Obamacare. That was in January of 2013, before all of your favorite conservative hosts discovered what I was talking about 2 years ago. For those who may be wondering where Michael Savage may be deriving his authority on the subject, and they list my credentials, and I don't have to reiterate them to you. I know what I'm talking about. I can read the literature. And I will cast suspicion over the government's insistence that people get a flu vaccine every year. Why? So they choose five strains out of 250-plus strains of influenza A, and if they don't choose the right one, you're going to get sick. So you're putting your faith in the CDC's ability to guess the one that might be a pandemic. Dr. Savage's objections to the vaccine, however, do not end there. There are harmful ingredients in the vaccine itself, which even the CDC lists on its own website. Savage adds, formaldehyde is in the common flu shot. It's a known carcinogen. Another ingredient in the flu shot is a mercury-containing compound called thimerosal, which impairs neurological and immune systems. There are also detergents, antibiotics, chemicals, and allergens that cause infertility, including other ingredients that are unsafe for human consumption. So, look, I won't take it. I don't recommend you take it. I recommend you study this before you jump and listen to the federal government on flu shots. Are you going to trust the people who told you you can keep your health plan when you found out you can't? We're also talking about the slaughter of horses, which are going to begin this week because of the corrupt, purchasable Obama administration. They're going to start killing horses and selling horse meat in America in order to satisfy the largely south of the border market that is living in America and bringing their culture with them. Those are the topics for now on the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. WABC, Andrew, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Horse meat, unfortunately, we might in America be the number one consumers. When I was a kid, we had a beautiful Weimaraner dog, and the dog food can said horse meat on it, so I don't know if we still use it.
That's right. I fed my dog kennel ration until I found out that they were made from horses. When my dog, my boyhood dog, Tippy, the one who bit my leg open was eating horse meat. I'm not relating it to eating horse meat. But, yes, I do know that kennel ration at that time contained horse meat.
Not anymore, though. That's good.
Well, I hear what you're saying. But so you don't think it's a bad thing, then, to start killing horses in a slaughterhouse? It's fine?
Oh, it's very bad. And they are intelligent. An old girlfriend had some horses, and she said that she had to tie them thoroughly because they were smart enough to untie themselves, some of them with their teeth. Like.
Yeah, they know they're going to die. I was in a slaughterhouse once in the Fiji Islands, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. Go and look at a slaughterhouse line, even with cows, and tell me what you think about it after you go buy a steak at Safeway. I watched the cows. I heard the cows screaming. And they would put, you want to hear the story or don't you want to hear it? You want to hear reality or don't you want to hear reality? This was in a small slaughterhouse in the Fiji Islands when I was collecting plants. I said, okay, I want to go. The cows are put into this furrow where they can't get out, like, you know, down a line. And they hear their friends being killed. And they see the and smell the blood and guts all over the floor. And they panic. It's like Auschwitz for animals. In order to keep the animal moving down the line into the sight of the club, the gun, or the bullet, they take a stick and put it into the animal's anus and push him forward. If you think that's a joke, you're a sick person. And after you see a thing like that, it changes your view of the world and of mankind. And if you think I'm an animal rights nut, well, maybe I am, and you can go to hell. How's that? You think I'm afraid of that? The animals that run these slaughterhouses are world-class barbaric criminals, in my opinion. Any sane nation would not permit this. Anyone who has a dog or a cat should spit in the face of any politician who permits this. I am outraged by this, but I'm used to it in the degenerate nation of America under this barbarian Obama who will permit anything so long as there's a buck in it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
What topics am I talking about? Killing horses for food in the United States. I oppose it. I haven't even begun to give you the reasons why, other than from a humane level. And I said you must stop this. It was not on one talk show today, so far as I know. It was not on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, all the sites that you think are up to the minute. It was only on my show, on pure gut intuition. I have news for you. A U.S. Federal Appeals Court halts the slaughter of horses. A federal appeals court temporarily halted plans by companies to begin slaughtering horses. The 10th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Denver issued a temporary injunction barring the Department of Agriculture from inspecting the plants in New Mexico and Missouri, which were gearing up to open in the coming days after a federal judge in Albuquerque on Friday dismissed the lawsuit by the Humane Society of the United States. The Humane Society filed an immediate appeal and won an emergency injunction tonight. Wayne Passell, president and CEO of the Humane Society, said this, "Horse slaughter is a predatory, inhumane business, and we are pleased to win another round in the courts to block killing of these animals on American soil for export to Italy and Japan. Meanwhile, we are redoubling our efforts in Congress to secure a permanent ban on the slaughter of our horses throughout North America." Now, the victory is not over yet. Blair Dunn, who represents Valley Meat Co. of Roswell, New Mexico, strange, isn't it, Roswell? And Rains Natural Meats of Gallatin, Missouri, emphasized the order was temporary and he will fight it. We are also talking about flu vaccine horror stories. Let's talk about the fact that the flu vaccine horror story is probably the most important show you're going to listen to this year. Why? You can't do anything about Obamacare. It will implode on its own as it is. You have every power over yourself to not take a flu shot. The government cannot force you to take a vaccine. Now, here's something else I'm trying to get at that you may not understand. I'm years ahead of everyone on this. When I first began in talk radio in 1994, I then created a group called the Paul Revere Society, which has since been abandoned. I couldn't keep it going. I won't go into the reasons why. And I put out cards with the things we stood for. And one of the things that was on it was no mandatory AIDS vaccine. Because I foresaw the government forcing people to take vaccines against their will, including an anti-AIDS vaccine. And I didn't do it out of an emotional response. It was because I know the dangers of vaccines. And I know that the flu vaccine, if we're forced to take it, which right now it's sort of optional, but not, there's a lot of social pressure on you to get that flu shot. It's like, have you gotten your flu shot? Have you had your shingle shot? Are you that selfish that you won't take a flu shot? Why won't you take a flu shot? Have a flu shot. Here's a flu shot. There's a flu shot. Everywhere a flu shot. Have you had your flu shot? Well, no, I don't want a flu shot. It's against my religion. How's that? And if it comes down to it, I'll create a religion, and I will put into the Bible of our religion that we oppose vaccines. How's that? And then you can be protected from an intrusive government. We'll play it by their rules, and we'll overcome them by their own rules. But right now, we don't have to do it. You've got the power to say no. Just say no. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people take flu shots every year. And many of them have no adverse effects. Let me be very clear about it. However, and this is very important, there is growing evidence that there are long-term effects that make many people sick. That means although you may not have an immediate reaction to a flu shot, a tenfold greater chance exists of contracting Alzheimer's in older adults after a flu shot. So look, I'm going to give you the perspective of the natural healer and from the natural point of view. You can make up your own mind, as you will. All I can say is don't rush to judgment against me or in favor of something because you don't like me politically. I may know much more about this subject than you may think. Vaccines may leave you feeling good initially, or they may make you very sick initially, but watch out for the long-term effects of these vaccines. Now, how about children? We have heard of the putative relationship between vaccines and autism. It was basically poo-pooed by the drug industry, but a lot of mothers don't necessarily throw that out the window anymore. The major motivation for all this eager peddling of vaccines that inject you with poisons are huge profits. The employees get bonuses and gifts to meet their vaccine quotas, even iPads. Many customers going into food chains are being harassed into accepting the shots. The owner of a car dealership recently received $5 for every flu shot his employees took. The more flu epidemics and pandemics that can be promoted, the more profit the big pharma accumulates. And I want you to read more and more about this on your own.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. Look, I have to take stands that are very unpopular for a so-called conservative talk show, one of which is to tell you that you shouldn't kill a horse for food. And people will say, now, wait a minute, meat is meat. They're the same as a deer. Isn't a deer a sensitive animal? Shouldn't we not kill deer? Well, where will that end? What happens if in a few years our immigrants from China, who have a certain taste for collies, Labrador retrievers, I hear they especially like large dogs. They raise them in cages and club them to death. They're a very sensitive nation, China, the part of China you're not allowed to hear about or see. And they start selling dog meat in America. Would you approve of that, saying it's only meat? How about cat? Would you eat cat meat? No, but you say, well, they can eat it. It's their cultural preference. Where does this end, then? Tell me where it ends. Would you eat a human being? It's only meat, isn't it? There's a lot of spare people on the planet. Why not harvest extra people in a poor country? Maybe some poor families can sell their children for meat. Maybe somebody in America at a party would like a stuffed child. Is that where this goes? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. According to the FAO of the United Nations, China is one of the largest consumers of horse meat. Well, they're a very humane country. They harvest kidneys from political dissidents. In France, horse meat is considered to be a delicacy. Well, how's that worked out for the French? About 8 miles outside of Roswell, New Mexico, Valley Meat, a shuttered cattle farm, is almost ready to reopen its doors. Plant owner Rick De Los Santos and his attorney Blair Dunn told USA Today they were surprised when the ruling came down. And they're looking forward to killing horses. De Los Santos estimated it would be 7 to 10 days before he was up and running killing horses. Over in Gallatin, Missouri, Rain's Natural Meats could open as early as today. On the American menu, horse meat, flu shot horror stories. These are the topics of this hour. Last year, or a few years ago, Australia stopped giving flu shots to children under 5 due to a dramatic increase in the number of fevers and convulsions. The research was never published at the time. And by the way, don't confuse the flu with influenza, which is much more serious. And there are some natural ways that you can stimulate your immune system to prevent the flu. There are some commonsensical things you can do to reduce your risk, let's say, of contracting the flu. And we should talk about that as well. The horses, the flu shot, these are the topics. I'll take your calls. 855-407-282. You know, my mind is so focused on the subjects that are so important to all of us that I almost forget the show itself. I get out into a state of mind where I forget that I'm on the radio. I feel like I'm talking to friends in a living room. Tomorrow, elections coast to coast will decide a big outcome in the United States of America. New Jersey, Virginia, where gubernatorial race outcomes could highlight the Republican Party division between pragmatists and nationalists. They call us ideologues. Those of us who still love America are being smeared by the news services, calling guys like Chris Christie a sellout, a pragmatist, and those of us who still respect America's borders, language, and culture, ideologues. In New York, a successor to Michael Bloomberg, after 12 years in office, will no doubt go to the communist de Blasio. De Blasio was an out-and-out naked communist who worked on the Sandinista campaign in Nicaragua, visited the Soviet Union during the period when the Soviet Union was on a list of enemies of America, and he's running way ahead in the welfare city of New York. Welcome back, David Dinkins. There are other elections. Republican Ken Cusinelli is running tomorrow, and he is running against the corrupt Terry McAuliffe, a good friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. The fact of the matter is, Cuccinelli should win. But as you well know, Democrats steal races. Moreover, Cuccinelli faces the fact that there's a third-party candidate in that state who will steal votes from him. And those 8% might throw the election to the Clinton camp, which would be McAuliffe. If, God forbid, the corrupt Democrat wing of the Democrat corrupt party wins, it would break a 30-year trend. Virginia has elected a governor from the party not occupying the White House in every gubernatorial election since 1977. Go out and vote tomorrow, and vote for Cuccinelli in Virginia. God forbid the Clinton machine wins. God forbid. Phone number is 855-400-7282. What do you want to talk about? Knoxville, Tennessee. Elizabeth, go ahead on the flu horror story.
Dr. Savage, it's a pleasure. I'm a 10-year Savageite.
Thank you.
The flu shot killed my mother.
Now, how do you know it was the flu shot that did it?
My mother was abundantly healthy, never been sick, only went into the hospital 3 times to have her children, slim and trim, very involved, Grace Kelly lookalike, beautiful woman. She took a flu shot. It started out like side effects, wheezing, which went to bronchitis, which progressed to involuntary muscle twitching, which progressed to seizures, which progressed to ascending paralysis. We had a brilliant neurologist at the University of Tennessee Hospital who diagnosed her with Churg-Strauss vasculitis caused by the vaccine. We took her to the Mayo Clinic, and the world-renowned specialist on this condition, who is also a personal physician to the King of Jordan, diagnosed her. It was 1,000% related to the flu shot.
Wow. And that is quite an extensive diagnosis of the condition that you've just given us. Have the doctors who related her death to the flu shot told you what it was in the flu shot that may have induced this cascade of illnesses?
It's also called serum sickness, and because it destroyed her immune system, Mayo Clinic had to put her on immunosuppressants and high doses of steroids to keep the immune system quiet.
Oh, my God. You see, once your defense systems are knocked down, it's almost impossible to bring you back. And so this is the reversal of what should be done during flu season. The first thing is common sense, which we all know about. If someone's sneezing or coughing in a store, walk away from them. Don't be embarrassed. That's number one. And people stand there when they sneeze, they give a grin like they're not supposed to run away. You turn your back and you walk away. Don't touch surfaces, the supermarket carts. Use the throwaway gloves. Crowded theaters, airplanes. We know all about that, right?
Exactly.
Okay, then there's the issue of taking certain vitamins and certain nutrients to stimulate your immune system naturally, which I haven't gotten to, and I will get to momentarily on the Savage Nation. Elizabeth, I take it that you have tried to alert your family and friends to your mother's demise?
Oh, absolutely. And see, my father was suffering from occupational acquired cancer, and he was in the late stages. So the doctors recommended that my mother take a flu shot because they didn't want he was very ill, and they didn't want her to, you know, give him the flu in this stage of his illness. So otherwise, she would have never taken the shot at all.
Well, I will never take a flu shot. And there are a number of reasons. One, because, the reasons I've described to you, that's number one. But there are other reasons. I almost died from a vaccine when I was 5 years old that was given to me. And I've been very leery of medical treatment and vaccines ever since, by the way, to my own advantage. In other words, I haven't gotten to where I am in life because I'm foolish. I've gotten here because I kind of know what to do that's good for me. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, you have to be your own doctor. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Many years ago, I authored a very important book that very few people know about. It was during my health writing. I wrote a book called Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's. Many of you don't even know that that's part of my background. For about 4 years, I was a director of a small Alzheimer's research institute. I lived from hand to mouth on private grants. I certainly did not qualify for government grants. The government wouldn't even consider giving us any money for studies on how to prevent Alzheimer's naturally. And so we had to live on private grants, and we did. And I did some recent research. I funded a little bit of research. But I had to abandon it because I had young children. I couldn't do research without government money. And I then wrote a book, a small paperback called Reducing the Risk of Alzheimer's, that showed the possible links between the ingestion of aluminum-based products and the onset of aluminum years later. And you say, oh, what does he know about that? Oh, I'll go have an aluminum sandwich. I know the cynical viewpoint. I invented cynicism. So just listen, wise guy, because it may be something that would be good for you, even a cynic with a big mouth and a cigar in his mouth. Listen to me. Aluminum is one of the most potent of all neurotoxins. How do you get aluminum? You ready for this one? Underarm deodorant. Goes right through your skin. I mean, a lot of guys are using underarm roll-ons now for testosterone, which is another great danger. Guys have no idea what they're doing to themselves. They get an immediate result. Oh, look at that. I'm more muscular. I'm more potent. Do they have any idea that there is a reason in nature as you get older your testosterone levels go down? You have any idea that there's a wisdom in the fact that your testosterone level goes down in time and it's actually protective of your health? And that if you increase your testosterone, you are increasing your risk of prostate and other cancers? Did your medical pharmaceutical detailer called your MD tell you that? No, because either he doesn't know it or he's just peddling a drug on you. I'm trying to warn America to carefully do your research on the possible side effects of flu vaccines before you agree to the social pressure of getting a flu shot. We are also here to tell you there was a small victory tonight. I came out of the box vehemently opposing the reopening of slaughterhouses that will be killing horses for a consumption of horses in America. And we're pleased to tell you that it was blocked by an appeals court. I'm not saying we had anything to do with it, but it was blocked. So my intuition was working again. In this hour, I want to focus on what you can do to make an educated decision about flu and flu vaccines, which I say are more dangerous than the flu for some people. Now you say, okay, let's play the numbers game. If only a small percentage of people have side effects, why should I be panicking the massive population about the potential dangers? Well, let's turn it around. I thought that a single life is important to you liberals. Don't you always argue that you'd rather see 99 guilty people go free than one innocent man arrested? That's the liberal mantra for the last 50 years. That's why the streets are crawling with criminals and rapists and muggers and every kind of creep you could imagine. Because the liberal psychotics put that in your head. I'd rather see 99 guilty people go free than one innocent man arrested, would you? Well, I'd rather see one person live than 99 people get the flu. Let's put it to you that way, or however you want to reverse it. Any child that gets autism from a shot is one child too many. Any old person who gets Alzheimer's disease or dies from a side effect of a shot is one too many old persons. It's that simple. So you can't have it both ways. And yet the doctors are telling you, oh, get influenza, get the flu shot. Everyone's having one. Every drugstore, get one, get one, get one, get two free. I have a different view on it all. Because the most recent flu shots did not do a very good job of preventing older adults from catching the flu. In fact, remember last year, adults age 65 and over who got the shot were just as likely to visit the doctor for flu symptoms as those who were not vaccinated at all. And we don't know the long-term effects of the flu vaccination. Moreover, there are other arguments. Flu vaccine appeared to actually increase people's risk of getting sick with H1N1 and cause more serious bouts of illness to boot. Moreover, I'm going to tell you something else. Natural infection may be more beneficial. If you get infected with a natural virus, whether it be a flu virus, which doesn't kill you, by the way, or any other virus, it offers you not only protection against that virus, but similar viruses, or even, in fact, quite different flu viruses in the following year. And that's why preventing every kind of illness on the planet may not be the best thing for you to do. That's why we're such a nation of weaklings. I remember my father again. I'll go back to my slum raising, if you want to put it that way. I mean, you don't want to hear it. Everyone boasts about how rich they were. I wasn't rich. And I remember walking in the streets of Manhattan. They were filthy. They were dirty. They were infested. They were garbage. And my father said, it'll make you stronger. I didn't like it. I hated it. I wanted to walk in clean streets. He insisted I walk in the dirty streets where his store was in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. I said, why are you doing this to me? He said, because if you're not exposed to all the germs in these poor neighborhoods, you're liable to get sick. And this will make you stronger. I didn't understand what he was talking about. How does a child figure out that if you're exposed to germs, it makes you stronger? I didn't understand it. Well, many of us are like that child I was when I was 3 years old, or I was 5 years old. I couldn't understand that. But as I got older, I came to understand that exposure to not only, let us say, viruses and bacteria and protozoans can help your body build up a natural resistance to them or an immunity. My friends, life is dangerous. We live in a society that is so locked down that people are afraid to sneeze without calling a doctor. Take boating. I'm a boater. Children learn how to boat when they're very young. They're given a jacket, a life jacket. The father teaches them or the mother teaches them how to run a little power boat. And the kid goes out there as a child and runs a boat. They don't all run someone over with the boat. But today, a teenager can't be let go without a cell phone tied to their pinky. And the fact of the matter is, the fathers, yes, have to watch the children, but you need to give your boys and girls enough space so they can learn by doing. And it's the same with illnesses. You have to let the child get exposed to other children when they're young so they develop an immunity to various and sundry illnesses. That's at least another way to look at it from the point of view of natural healing. There are other reasons. The flu shot covers less than 10% of the circulating viruses creating these illnesses. Again, only a small number, but a small number develop Guillain-Barré syndrome after getting a seasonal flu shot. And that's a small amount. That's only 1.6 cases of GB syndrome for each million vaccinations. Well, as I said to you earlier, do you want that to be you or your child? Now the medical pharmaceutical establishment is pushing vaccination for babies. No, my friends, it has to do with business, not preventive medicine. Each dose of flu vaccine contains traces of formaldehyde, 25 micrograms of thimerosal, a mercury-containing compound, which is used as a preservative. And you say, well, it's a minute amount, it's minuscule. Well, even this small amount of mercury, year after year, may place a person at increased risk of neurotoxicity later in life. And I want to pause now on the mercury issue and on the aluminum issue. Mercury is one of the most toxic of all the heavy metals. Aluminum, although not a heavy metal, is a very toxic metal. It also crosses the blood-brain barrier very rapidly and has been linked to onset of Alzheimer's disease years later. And aluminum is rampant, rather shall I say prevalent, in too many of our products. Remember, I'm not trying to panic you, but you have to understand there's a way to limit certain diseases. Let's say, okay, Mike, you sold me. You're a good salesman. I'm going to watch out for this. I'll do some research on the flu shot. I'm not going to jump because my doctor said jump. I'm not going to let social pressure force me into getting a flu shot. I'll read about it. I'll do all the research I can. I'll go on michaelsavage.com to start with. I'll read your article that you wrote last year. I did this, and we've reposted it now for you from last year on michaelsavage.com. And you print it up and look at it and then go from there. Use it as a start, not an end. But the thing is, you have to understand that there are dangers inherent in everything you do. Even taking preventive steps to prevent something has an inherent danger in it. So what's the greater danger, getting the flu or getting a flu shot? I mean, you must have had the flu when you were younger. Did you die from it? I had the flu a few times. I had other illnesses. I didn't die from them. So what did I do as we got older and as the children were growing up to prevent them from getting the flu? Well, I'll tell you what we did. We gave them foods that were very, very rich in beta-carotene, for one. Beta-carotene is well known as a vitamin A precursor. We all hear about vitamin C, but I found when the kids were young that beta-carotene was far more important than almost anything that we did. I'm trying to empower you. I'm giving you power over your own health before the government takes that away from you.
Savage.